This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk. I am looking upon the San Francisco Bay from my balcony window, broadcasting from home in the midst of a state of emergency in the San Francisco Bay Area. This state of emergency was called by the city of San Francisco, and then by the state of California, and now by the country of the United States, and in many countries around the world who preceded and will follow us, in response to a novel virus called COVID-19. We have been listening to the news hourly. With each change, people are becoming aware of what is happening, not only in their own city, but in cities around the world. Social distancing may be a new norm temporarily, but we are still connected as humans on our planet. Every one of us is experiencing something unique, but in unison, in this moment in time. Let us take a moment to be grateful for the things we share. This broadcast goes out to more than 168 countries around the world, with over 82 million listeners. At this moment, all of those listening share ears to hear. We have skin to feel the touch of the air upon our bodies, reminding us that we are alive. Because we are alive, we have hope. Because amongst us are leaders, creators, innovators, people with the skills to heal bodies, build and maintain cities, and people who serve in so many roles that allow us to live together on the planet. I cannot see all of you at once, but I know that even as I speak, you have stories of courage and endurance everywhere. This moment in time, we can unite in our breath, with our ears, with our skin, and remember that there is always a way to imagine or create something new, something powerful, something healing, something that is uniquely our own, something that lifts our spirits and the spirit of another. As sailors, we have learned to use the wind, the tides and currents to get us where we want to go. And when a storm comes, we do everything we can to survive. This storm of COVID-19 is just that. It is a storm that we have to pay attention to and do what we can to protect ourselves and our communities. If we all pull together and do our individual part, we can get through this, just the same as if we were sailing as a fleet to a destination where the storm subsides. Feel the moment. Embrace the focus it takes to do what you need to do. We are alive. We have courage and hope in the midst of this. We are sailors in life, one race, the human race, making a difference as individuals, as cities, as countries, as the world. Our lives are small in comparison to the vastness of the oceans, and our ocean is small in comparison to the vastness of space. But we matter. We are alive. This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, 9:40 on a Tuesday. And maybe, as I said, the strangest St. Patrick's Day we've ever had here in the United States. But we are joined by our friend Karen Lyle from SailSportTalk.com and our other friend Christopher Kane, sailor extraordinaire. And Karen, just heard your little blurb there, and I have to say, well done. Spiritual, yet a very positive message. Very well done.
Well, you know, I interviewed next week. I'm going to be airing an interview for the person who was on the original ship when COVID-19 happened, and I thought, you know, we're getting so much negative news right now. I really wanted to give a hopeful and positive message to people, because you know, that's important for our spirits as human beings, so that we can create and solve problems.
So yeah, that was so, my hope. Christopher, how are you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm doing well here, under house arrest in San Francisco, but surviving.
Yeah, I'm on a gaming headset at my home in the East Bay, but here we are bringing programming to everyone listening. Thanks for tuning in, and of course, American Forces Radio Network. Karen, what's on the docket today?
Well, actually, where I am is I can see the San Francisco Bay, and what's on the docket is talking about what is happening in the sport of sailing and also in the boating community, and how California in particular and also other countries are responding from the perspective of sailing and marine world, the marine industry and the boating community and so forth. So First of all, and one of the reasons I asked Christopher to come is because, of course, Christopher is a gamer, and so gaming is also an option that people can do when they're staying at home and in isolation. And I thought that maybe we could start by just talking a little bit about, you know, those gaming options. And Christopher, can you tell us a little bit about the SailGP gaming option that there was from the Sydney race that we just had?
Yes, everyone makes fun of us esports people until we're the only ones left. I played video games my whole life, and it's been interesting watching what's been happening on the esports scene. Overwatch, which is a very well-known league that has a lot of following both online and televised, they canceled their in real-world events they were coming up with, but they're still going to run the events online, and they're probably going to get huge coverage on Twitch and on YouTube because, literally, pardon the pun, they're the only game in town right now. And people may not know this, but starting with the last America's Cup, there's actually a lot of esports content and apps that are available around sailing as well. In fact, as Karen alluded to before the Sydney race, a group called eSailing TV did a virtual Sydney SailGP where sailors from around the world could hop onto an app and race each other, and a kid from Turkey wound up winning it. And, you know, one of the things that esports people love is data. We love statistics. We love data. And obviously with sailing, there's all sorts of fabulous data you can tap in terms of how fast did you go? How many penalties did you get? How many jibes did you do during the race course? So I wouldn't be surprised if, in a weird way, SailGP may find a way into people's hearts via e-sailing.
Rick, to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, Christopher's a birds of a feather. I've been playing video games my whole life. I do the Video Game Review, which I've done more than 15 years on Sports Byline on Sunday nights. And for me, it's just a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare Season 2, a lot of first-person shooters. And, of course, this is why I'm such a sweetheart darling, because any sort of rage I may have all comes through therapeutically in my video game system.
Well, you know, for a moment too, since we have a little time to discuss several topics, I wanted to also talk about the fact that there is that governments and advocates for boaters, like the Recreational Boaters of California, is basically right now at this very moment going to the state of California and asking for $500 million from the general fund to be used to help those who have been put out of work, who were ferry captains or, you know, staff or crew, you know, because a lot of, like, the Berkeley, you know, ferry service, these services have been shut down along with everything else. Anything that brings people closer together than 6 feet and is a commercial service. And so there is going to be disaster relief funding, hopefully, that's going to be coming in the state of California. And I mention that because we are an international broadcast and certainly a national, you know, we have 50 states in our country, and all of those states have some kind of advocacy, like equivalent to the Recreational Boaters of California. So wherever there's a state of emergency that's been declared, it's possible for additional funding to be, you know, made available to help replace lost income and so forth for those who are out there, you know, serving our community through the waterways. And I just wanted to mention that because that's something that might not be mentioned in mainstream news.
Yes, Christopher, go ahead.
And well, and let me form a question out of this too. Christopher, from where you sit in San Francisco, you know, you are, basically in home isolation. Just to let the audience know, here in the state of California, we're in a state of emergency, and just yesterday, or as of midnight last night, all six counties of the Bay Area are acting together so that none of us are supposed to be within 6 feet of people outside of our home, and unless it's essential services. And so that's why we're having this broadcast in this particular way. But actually, for those who are sailing, you know, who have a boat, and special single-handers, people can go on a walk. They can go on their boat as long as they're maintaining things within their county. So, so Christopher, that means that, you know, from where you're standing, you're doing the esports, and from where I am, I can actually go to my boat and sail in the county of Contra Costa. I can't go to San Francisco County or Alameda County, but I can sail in the waterways of the county. So, Christopher, you've looked at a lot of charts. Are you very familiar with the charts and what the county lines are in the San Francisco Bay?
Yeah, it's a countywide thing. So it's all the six counties working in conjunction with each other. So if you're moving from one county to the other on the waterways, I don't believe it is actually an issue as long as you are still abiding by the six-foot rule. So, you know, all of you who like to sail with your families, you are in Fat City right now. You know, people can go out and do things. Sailing, yeah, I think in times like this, you got to think about positive ways you can approach this. And, you know, you can still go for a run as long as you're staying, you know, not running close to people or next to people, unless they're their family or people you live with. Folks can still go sailing as long as they abide by those rules as well. And I think when things like this happen, people find other ways they can reach out to the sports that they love and get engaged with it. This morning I was watching the virtual e-sport race in Sydney, getting ready for this. And so people are going to find a way to still engage with the sports that they love, and that includes sailing, and folks who are running these regattas or people like Overwatch who are running an esports league will find a way to continue to engage their audience and keep people entertained. So I think it's important to realize that the world hasn't gone dark here, and there's still ways we can interact and have fun with the things we love.
So, Karen and Christopher, do you each, be honest, do you have a doomsday plan where you have a lot of food on your boat so you can take off? And if you did take off, do you have a destination?
Well, you know, that's one of those things where I don't always say. I will speak in general terms. So basically, yes, if you have a boat and or a car or a house or any kind of location that is your home and your go-to places, it's always a good idea to be prepared for any kind of disaster. And that includes thinking through plan A, B, and C scenarios. So in answer to your question, Rick, yes, I am not in line at the store, and I was prepared for what's happening. So this is something that I can work easily and move into this transition. And I did spend time talking to people, two, 3 weeks ago, and saying, please go and, you know, not in a panic, but just, you know, go buy things that you need in case you needed to stay home or be on your boat or whatever the case may be. And, but yes, you know, usually those who have a boat, we can plan where to go. And so usually the things that I think about are places that I can dock, and you know, where I could take my boat if there was an earthquake at the same time as we have this. But right now, my house is actually the best place to be, and so that's where I am. But certainly if something were to happen at the same time, I do have a plan, and I do have things like an emergency pack, and Rick actually... You know, I pay attention to those things even when I'm working in my normal day. So it's something, you know, things, how to start fire, food, you know, food to eat, water, you know, you can get by for, you know, 3 days, you know, you need water. You know, after 3 days, that's the most important thing, is to have water. And then also food becomes the next thing. In this particular case, it's very unusual. I've never been in this. I don't think any of us have been in this situation. We have the stores open, so So people can order, like, from Safeway. You know, they can drive up and have someone deliver them groceries to their car, and you know, or have something delivered at their home or order online, because all of our systems are still working. So it's not the same as though it was an emergency, you know, like an earthquake or things were disrupted. This state of emergency that we're in, all of the gas stations are open, the stores are open. You know, at this point in time, we still have people serving in those capacities that keep, you know, that keep the city running. How about you, Rick? Have you got a plan?
Well, we've only got like a minute left. I just wanted to ask Christopher in this last minute, if there's an earthquake, can you get on the boat, or is there a tsunami coming in?
Well, if we have the earthquake, the tsunami's going the other way. So it's when the earthquake's on the other side of the Pacific, we have to get worried.
All right. I was always told if we had one here, it would go out and then it would come back.
Well, that's true. When it hits the edge of the Earth, because the Earth is flat, then it rebounds and comes back. So.
All right.
Isn't that the way it works?
Speaking with Christopher Kane and Karen Lyle. Karen with some sage advice. All right, both of you, thanks for coming on, and hope to see you soon.
Okay,
thanks, Rick.
That sounds good. Next week, Rick, we'll see you next week.
All right, we'll see you next week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.